This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday. Here we go, folks. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. The toll-free telephone number for you to tell us what's on your mind. 258-0550, the local number. You could text Todd or me, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. I got a bunch of texts over the weekend with people that had ticket stubs and a selfie they sent me. Somebody took their whole family. They're like 40 people that went to the movie. I forget where that was at. But they sent a couple of texts with the four tickets for the movie Unplanned. And then we send them $10 a ticket, thanks to a generous donor. Remember, we announced that about a week ago. We still have some tickets left, up to $1,000 in tickets. So send those in. If you haven't seen Unplanned yet, you can see it for free. Somebody just texted this morning and said, where is it here? Where is it? We went to the movie. They sent their ticket stubs. They said, very powerful, no need to repay us. No need to repay us. Oh, that's
good endorsement, right?
Yes, good movie. It's too darn good. I don't even want to get paid for it to go. That means somebody else will get to go. So remember that. Go see Unplanned before it's gone. Send me your ticket stubs. We'll send you the C-notes. Well, not the C-notes, the $10 bills.
Wow.
Yeah. C notes is the big bucks. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Todd, how are you? Did you have a good Easter?
I did. A restful one. We're supposed to rest in the Sabbath, right? So I made sure to do plenty of that.
Good for you. Good for you. Yes. No, I did. I love the Easter vigil service. And so Haley, our youngest daughter, attended that. She said, Dad, do you want to come along? And I said, sure. We usually go on Easter morning. But the Easter Vigil service is really, really nice. I mean, the music and the readings and new people that are joining the church, it's their first opportunity to receive communion, which in the Catholic faith is the body of Christ. So it's a big deal. And it's like 3 hours long. And you may think, oh, my gosh, 3 hour long church service. I'm going to go crazy. You don't even know it's 3 hours long. That's how good it is. That's how incredible the whole thing is. So I got two in this week, and then yesterday up in Grand Forks. It's St. Michael's. We were in Grand Forks for the Easter holiday. It was very fun. The Easter holiday, in my mind, even if you're not a religious person, it's very spring-like, right? I mean, it's just spring, new, fresh. You know, if you are religious, it's, you know, he is risen. It's a momentous deal. The holiday of the Christian religion, without question, because of the significance of it. If you're not, it's, you know, history is pretty amazing, this whole story. Really just think of it as a good book, the good book, and a good book, but also very spring-like. So, hope you had a most wonderful Easter holiday, and Easter Monday has you all ready to go today. Okay? Ed Schaefer will be on the program today. Ed Schaefer is the former governor of the state of North Dakota. He is a former president of the University of North Dakota. He's a former U.S. Ag Secretary under George W. Bush. So he can answer the questions we have for him related to research pretty well. There is a bill making its way through the legislature, 1333, related to university funding and what percentage of the funding the state should include and what happens as a result of that. And I'll admit to you that I've not paid a lot of attention to the give back on it, but I've heard a lot of late about things that are done. And then I took a step back and I said, well, wait, just in general, think of the ways in which NDSU research on agriculture has contributed to making the success of farmers and ranchers in North Dakota right now better than it would have been without that research and without that guidance. I don't think anybody doubts that anywhere. When you talk about disease, when you talk about productivity on the land, how many more acres per bushel did we get this year than last year? Those kind of things, pretty incredible. I'd say the same thing about the University of North Dakota in energy research. I remember one time going up to UND with Harold Hamm. He was going around to all of the institutes of higher learning. We did the University of Mary, we did NDSU, we did UND. And visiting with the folks, and he treated the core sample library like it was, you know, a family member. Just absolutely revered it and talked about how instrumental it was to the early years of determining how much more the Bakken had to give. You know, that's pretty good. So I think it's fairly obvious the value of research. We tend to, in a busy cycle, for instance, of the legislative session, see everything as competing priorities, and it gets kind of testy, and no on this, and yes on that, and you try all kinds of things to stop things you don't like. But I want to take a step back from that and the TikTok of the legislative argument and just understand what's the value, what's the give back. So we're going to talk to Ed about that in a little bit, about 1333, something that he has been promoting. That'll be next hour on the program today. I believe also the Teddy Roosevelt Library and Museum Project will be voted on this week. As you know, that's passed in one chamber. Rick Becker and his followers have challenged the funding on constitutional basis, so I think that that's taking a different track now and will come in, be in a different place in the budget just to avoid the last hour, 11th hour, sort of, okay, you think it's unconstitutional? Fine, we'll put it over here. Nobody doubts the constitutionality there. Now pass it. And so that'll have to happen in the House yet this week as well. So a few things that are coming down to the pike, and we always watch that closely as we get to the end. And it's got a lot of things where the rubber really hits the road, without question. So that's this week, the final week of the North Dakota legislature. So we're going to deal with some of those issues as we have on Mondays throughout most of the legislative session this year. What else are we going to do? We're going to talk about terrorism on the program today. We have NDSU professor Jeff Baumgartner, and he teaches criminal justice and political science. He's the political science department head. Talk about what happened in Sri Lanka. Churches being the subject of terrorism. It's happened here. Christianity is under attack. I don't know where I saw this, where I heard this, but I believe it to be true that Christians are the most persecuted people on the planet Earth right now. It's not good, especially when, as we already know, this Islamist radical terrorist group responsible, claiming responsibility for the Sri Lanka bombings. 290 people dead, by the way. On Easter Sunday, for one reason, they were going to church. They were going to church. They were Christian. That's why they were murdered. And very well planned, very methodical, all of that. Very much Al-Qaeda-like, ISIS-like, in the way they're doing their planning. And I can assure you, folks, every one of these is a drill on how to do it here. I connect the dots between wanting these senseless attacks to stop and the need for better protection at the border, better controls on legal immigration, not shutting the doors, but basically saying we've got to have some order to how our immigration system works. And if you are illegal, we're going to make it very, very difficult for you to get here and break the law. If you have a legitimate asylum claim, you don't just walk across the border, tell a border agent, yeah, I'm threatened, turn yourself into that border agent, go over to this facility where then we let you go in 20 days. No, not good. Got to change it. 100%. And Sri Lanka, in my mind, is just another reason why that's the case, why this is all that more urgent. Got to do it. Got to do it. One quick programming note on the local Fargo-only edition, Western North Dakota, Eastern Minnesota, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota edition of What's on Your Mind. We chat with Beth Sleddy, superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools, about a mental health forum that is happening on Wednesday night. And we gave you the wrong school address. That's happening at 6:45 at Cheyenne Middle School on Wednesday. And the statistics, by the way, I heard from her, means you ought to be there. More on that and more coming up.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbraddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind at 20 past the hour, brought to you today by oil and natural gas from North Dakota that is strengthening all of America. That's right. And through that abundance of what? Innovation, technology, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. And your talent, too. Producers and communities work together to secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. And it's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, last stat, and I'm going to go to the phones here at 258-0550. I want to tell you on mental health. This is something that Beth Slutty, the superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools, told me earlier this morning. One in five students in our school system have a mental health issue. Only 25% of them are getting help for it. Wow. Which is why they're having this mental health forum on Wednesday night, 6:45, and they've done an incredible job of tackling these forums on student success on things like, you know what? We know the statistics on how many kids are sending inappropriate texts to each other, photos. And it's a high percentage. Do you parents know what your students are doing? Same thing on drug use, the whole opioid crisis. It's been some really good work. You know, just social media issues in general, and this week, mental health. 6:45, Cheyenne High School. Take that in. Pretty alarming stats there. All right, let's go to the phones. Anything on your mind here? Bob and West Hope, what's on your mind?
Well, got up a little. I don't know if it's a problem, but what state in the United States has the most suicidal problem?
The state in the U.S. with the highest amount of suicides. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, Todd knows. He said it Friday and Saturday on his show.
He did,
North,
huh?
North Dakota.
Todd knows everything, so if he said it, it's true.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it was in the news.
Yes. North Dakota had what? What was the highest percentage of just suicides, period?
Yep. Yeah.
In the last 5 years.
And that's a very sad stat to hear.
Yeah, especially when we call ourselves the Peace Garden State.
Well, how do you connect those dots? That people should have peace?
Well, I would guess. I mean, let's make it.
Well, we're not at peace, clearly, taken as a whole.
No. The whole Peace Garden thing, I think, is obviously, you know.
We all spent more time there.
We're not going to take on Canada, right? We love not war. But we're talking about a different peace. We're talking about an inner peace. We're talking about, yeah.
Okay.
Go back to the stat I just said. One in five students have a mental health issue. Only 25% are getting health for it. Yeah. Help for it. So
I've got one little treat here.
You got a treat? An Easter treat?
I got a treat for all your radio listening land.
Oh, here we go.
Here it goes.
All right, beautiful.
We haven't heard Bob's Pots and Pans lately.
There it is.
For those of you not listening to K-Fire, Bob is a long-standing tradition of K-Fire Radio.
And puts on a little pot and pan concert every now and then. Did you have an Easter performance for those? They sound that beautiful.
No, I didn't, but we had other performances, and I put on a few of them.
Well, very good.
Whatever. We had a lot of fun. I spent my time in Mandan, North Dakota.
Yes, what were you doing in Mandan?
I went down to see my daughter and her kids and her husband.
Aww.
Whatever.
Very nice
of you.
Got to have the family together at Easter time, right?
So, Bob, I'm going to go back to the question on North Dakota being tops in suicides. If you could pick one thing that would fix that, one thing that would lower that number, what would it be?
It's what Trump has been working on for the last, since he's been in office. Get that wall up and keep the riffraff out.
Well, I think the wall needs to go up. I don't know how that helps suicide, though.
Well, I think maybe it's mostly out in the western part of the state. they're buying stuff and they can't make the payments or whatever. And I don't know. Maybe they fell in love with another gal or another guy, or they're not supposed to.
Sure.
It could be a number of things.
Well, of course it could. You bet. I think in my mind, if I had to say what's number one, it's the crisis of the heart. I think that people aren't getting the help they need. When you hear students, 1 in 5 have mental health issues, but only a quarter of those are getting help for it, that's a problem. That is a problem. I know that whenever one of these high-profile cases come up, people talk about too many drugs being thrown at the problem, right? Just take this pill, take that pill, take this pill, and you'll feel better. Sometimes it makes it worse. Sometimes it makes it better. So is that it? I don't know. That's a sad statistic, no doubt about it. And I think it's worth spending a little time saying, what do you do about it? What would make that better? I think also, in addition to a crisis of the heart that we clearly have in this country, I think also I would add the breakdown of the family. You know, there's, and this probably is something that if we had to look at other places versus here, we're probably doing better than most. But, you know, the traditional family unit where there are two parents raising two kids is the best place to catch something's wrong with my son or daughter. Something's not right. Or a brother or sister, that connected family member that can say, and obviously it's not always possible. I get that. I'm not demeaning in any way single-parent families or any way, because that's just life. It happens. But there are less of the traditional family unit out there. So maybe that'd be an answer. Right now, it is what it is, and you just got to look for it and make sure people know there's ways to get help. Gary in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, you know, you guys are looking for the answer. It's two words. It's Jesus Christ. You have a Bible, you pray to our Savior, and God is there. That's the answer.
Well, I 100% agree with you, Gary. I don't think there's any about that. I guess I'm sort of taking that for granted, but certainly someone troubled could turn to their faith and ask for the help necessary to get through that trial. And family members who see a loved one struggling could do the same and turn it over, because we know very clearly that with God all things are possible. I think there's some practical things you can do with your faith to help other people, but certainly you raise a good point, Gary. Thanks for stating the obvious today, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's a good one. Texter says, I think it boils down to basics on the suicide issue, the breakdown of family, the breakdown of the schools, no discipline, there's no structure anymore in life like there used to be. Just my thoughts. All thoughts welcome. You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day, because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vince talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too. Online at hotspringnd.com. Hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Numerous reports say this is the week that former Vice President Joe Biden will make a long-anticipated announcement that he's running for president. Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Seth Moulton became the 19th candidate in the field. He announced this morning in a video.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. The government of Sri Lanka blocking social media and arresting more than a dozen people suspected of involvement in yesterday's suicide attacks on churches and hotels. At least 290 people were killed. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people."
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, girl, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Jeff on.
Yes, Daniel. Here's a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the fridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running under it.
He added it on the show sheet. On the show sheet, I don't know what he's. Let's see. Okay.
Smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. Jukebox plays, ain't got so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. And that's what happens in every little honky tonk bar. Friday night.
All right. We're back. What's on your mind? Brought to you by the University of Mary's. I don't know what Kevin's doing there. You heard a few too many over the weekend? You picking up bumper music under the influence or what?
You don't like George Strait?
Well, there's a lot of George Strait songs that aren't talking about whiskey at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, it's country music, for crying out loud.
Well, we know what Kevin has is on his cornflakes every morning, right? Forget the milk, give me a whiskey.
I will always wait till lunch, my friend.
Okay, well, that's very, very big of you.
What time do you eat lunch again?
About 8:30.
About 8:30, yeah.
Exactly.
The University of Mary's well-earned reputation for excellence in education can make a critical difference in your company's success. How? With the University of Mary, in as few as 15 weeks, your employees can earn certificates in the areas of healthcare, education, and business that'll broaden their skills to keep them at the cutting edge of their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to helping keep pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow and advance. Earning a certificate or a degree with the University of Mary gives employees a specific set of skills that apply to the job immediately. And the credits from those certificates can also be applied to a degree. Faculty is made up of the experts in the industry. That's the best part of the University of Mary when you do this. You're talking to folks that have been there, done that in a way that's unmatched at any institution anywhere. I'm serious. And the graduate and undergraduate programs in business, education, nursing, and bioethics, a proven path to success. Grow your employees, grow your business with a certificate or degree from the University of Mary. Everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. Workforce. All right. There you go. Couple of quick things here before our next guest. Texter says, when I was a freshman in high school, shop class, 1970-71. I don't know if that's a random thought or maybe an answer to a question I forgot I asked. Scott, I truly believe the reason a lot of suicides happen in our younger generations is that their parents are not showing how God can help them in their daily life. Equip them with faith. Makes sense. Greg in Watford City says, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the only way. The only way. And to something somebody said earlier, another texture says, the front line of the students with mental health problems are teachers. They need to be paid more and supported more because working with these kids takes a great toll on these teachers. Yeah, educators are educators. They're not mental health professionals. So you've either got to cross-train, and you're right, pay accordingly, or bring in some other resource. Another said, we make everything normal. Single-family homes or gay marriage, like it or not, we're paying a heavy price for moving away from God and the norms. Another says, depression causes suicide. If you're low on vitamin D, you get depressed a lot faster. Another said, heard your comments on research. I could not agree more. And if folks don't get a hold of Chet Pollard, the majority leader in the House right now, North Dakota is not going to invest in research. They're about to make a huge mistake. Tell your listeners to email the majority leader, Chet Pollard, in support. Anything will help. Okay? And we're going to talk more about that with Ed Schaefer next hour. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about terrorism. And sadly, we had to spend part of our Easter hearing about horrific terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka. We invited on an expert to talk about it, Jeff Baumgartner. Jeff is from NDSU, where he is a professor, criminal justice and political science, also the head of the political science department. Jeff, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Scott. Thank you.
So when you heard about Sri Lanka, what'd you think?
Well, it was, as you said, it was, you know, rather sobering. We were traveling for Easter, so we were enjoying, you know, Easter morning and whatnot. And then the news of this, reached me. I don't know if I saw it, you know, as it unfolded so much as just hearing about it after the fact. But yeah, just a horrible attack, on Easter worshipers and on you know, Westerners at some hotels. Clearly a religious motivated attack.
What's the religious motivation?
Well, the reports are that a local jihadist group carried out the attack, National Tawhid Jamaat, and I'm actually not familiar with this group. Sri Lanka historically has been a place where there's been a lot of political violence, a lot of acts of terrorism, but the conflict there historically has been more ethnic and separatist in nature. You had the terrorist group, the Tamil Tigers, who represented an ethnic minority in Sri Lanka, about 30% of the population or so in Sri Lanka, pushing back against what they thought was an oppressive Sinhalese majority. The Sinhalese, about 70% of Sri Lanka, they are Buddhist, and the Tamils are predominantly Hindu. A little bit of them are a small percentage of them are Christian. So in Sri Lanka, the historical conflict has had nothing to do with Islam. That particular conflict lasted about 20 years or so, maybe 30 years, I guess, from the mid-1970s into about the 2008-2009, when the Tamil Tigers were finally sort of put down for good. And you've had some relative calm, you might say, and stability in Sri Lanka since then. Still some conflict between those two groups. But jihadi terrorism really hadn't been much on the map. In Sri Lanka, I think about 10% of the total population across different ethnic groups is Islam, Muslims. So this is not that it's completely unheard of there, but it's certainly not what was typical in terms of the political conflict in Sri Lanka.
And we've heard that they were evidently a little-known group, as you say. You'd not heard of this particular group, but the religious motivation in this case was a jihadist group that is attacking churches because there's Christians in churches. This is an attack on Christianity, wouldn't it be?
I would agree, yeah. And in terms of, you know, pushing against the political threat in Sri Lanka, Christians are even fewer in number than Muslims, at about 7% of the Sri Lankan population. So this is one minority attacking an even weaker minority in Sri Lanka, and for no political gain, apparently, other than for religious animosity, you know, between the two groups.
And, yeah, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially that is, a tenet of a jihadist, a tenet of the Muslim faith. You can pull out something that says, if you're not Muslim, you'll die. You need to die. This is the idea of the suicide bomber, right? When they kill someone, they believe they're doing a service to their religion. They see killing someone of a different religion as part of their religion, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. For a radical jihadist, I mean, for mainstream Muslims, jihad doesn't mean armed struggle, at least not necessarily so. But for these radicals, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And what's interesting is that, you know, this group, which is obviously radicalized in Sri Lanka, you know, views the enemy as, I think they see themselves in this broader global struggle where the enemy of Islam has been identified as the West and Christianity. And hence you attack those symbols in Sri Lanka rather than the ones that actually have power.
How common is this? I mean, it seems to me maybe this is happening a lot more than we realize. We've had attacks on churches here in the U.S. This one obviously well planned, and I often think when they happen, are they doing this to test the waters on how they can pull this off in other places? I mean, should we be worried about what happened in Sri Lanka and whether or not we're going to see more of that in the U.S.?
I think we should always be vigilant, and every time these things happen anywhere around the world, whether in you know, France or in Sri Lanka or in any other place, I mean, I think we see that it can be done fairly, you know, easily, that for relatively, kind of a low cost, investment on the part of these groups and some dedicated individuals that maybe aren't as concerned about escape. A lot of damage could be done with very conventional weapons and, relatively low levels of sophistication. So I think we always have to be worried about that in terms of, the potential. The world reports of terrorism are that, you know, the numbers are going down, but we're still talking about thousands and thousands of acts of terrorism around the world. Right now, sort of in this day and age, in our generation, the majority of these acts are being carried out by Islamic radicals, in many cases against other Muslims, as I'm sure you know and you've seen. But nevertheless, a radical element of Islam, a jihadi, militant form of Islam, has been responsible for many of these thousands of attacks around the world. Fortunately, not many of them have made it to Western lands relative to what's going on in other parts of the world. But even when you start talking about dozens or hundreds in the West, the toll starts to add up. And of course, if even one happens in your hometown, it is one too many. And absolutely, there's some level of vigilance that's warranted.
Yeah, it really is. How would you connect it to the border debate and whether or not this is one of the reasons we need to be very careful about making sure that we secure our borders and know who's coming in?
Well, I would. I'm actually a pretty strong proponent of having secure borders and defined borders and knowing who's coming and going from the country. I don't think there's a whole lot of I know the Department of Homeland Security has, on occasion, identified individuals coming from groups that could be attached to the radical terror groups and whatnot. But it certainly just stands to reason that if we don't know who's coming across the border, that that threats from abroad could certainly be among those that's sneaking across.
Fascinating conversation. Dr. Baumgartner, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to, Scott. You have a good one. Thanks.
You bet. Criminal Justice and Political Science Department head and professor, Dr. Jeff Baumgartner from NDSU. Back to your calls.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Perinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the hour. Daniel, are you there? Daniel's our engineer. He takes the calls when you call in and also gets the guests lined up. Kevin's playing that good music today. Now you got a good toe tapper there, Kev. I like that. So could you try the professor back again? I have one more question for him that came in from the audience that I didn't see. Okay, thank you very much. And Terrell, we're going to get to you as well. West Carrington is waiting to weigh in. You're top of the line. I have a couple lines open behind him if you want to weigh in on any of this. 293, that's not the number. The number is actually 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. To call us, you can text us too. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Right now, I need to tell you about MyPillow and the best mattress topper money can buy. That's right. I've talked about MyPillow pillows. I've talked about MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And Now I get the pleasure of telling you about something that I sleep on, the mattress topper from MyPillow. Now, here's the deal. It comes with a 10-year warranty. Not many things you buy in this day and age come with a 10-year warranty, but when something has a 10-year warranty, you go, hey, these people believe in their product. They're willing to back it up. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. And here's the deal. Sleep on the dang thing for 60 nights. And if you say, you know what, this doesn't do it for me, send it back. Money back guarantee. That's right. You have the three-layer design, which is the MyPillow foam for support, then the transitional foam. That's the one that takes care of those pressure points. And then the patented temperature regulating cover. Not hot, not cold. You're hot, it cools you off. You're cool, it warms you up. It's good like that. Right now, save 30% when you use the promo code SCOTT. And when you do, Mike will give you two standard MyPillows absolutely free, too. So you get the mattress topper, two pillows, free. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT or go to MyPillow.com. All right, he's back for one final question. I missed this question from a listener that emailed it in. Dr. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Dr. Jeff Baumgartner is a criminal justice and political science department head and professor at NDSU. The question was, did Representative Omar take your class?
Oh, I was not at NDSU when Representative Omar was a student at NDSU. So whatever terrorism class that she took, and we've had it on the curriculum for a while, so whatever one she took, it was with a different professor.
Got it. All right. She would be a good guest for your class at some point, though. Maybe she'd come back and visit with us. I'd like to know her opinions on some of these tough issues on terrorism. So, kind of.
I would too. She certainly has been in the news a lot with some of her comments, and it would be interesting to try to tease those out a little bit. I was not at NDSU when she was a student. So
got it. Appreciate you joining us for one more question. Thank you, sir.
You bet. No, I get asked that a lot. So.
All right. Take care. So. You bet. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
Terrell, west of Carrington. Let's go to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I kind of joined the program late today. I heard you guys talking about suicide in North Dakota, and that just kind of breaks my heart, you know?
Me too. I just wish there was something that, what could we all do? What could we do with this program? I think about it a lot, about just what, there's people listening right now that are really, on the edge, right? And maybe don't have anywhere to turn, and it just breaks my heart, and that's why I say, if you're one of them, if we can help in any way, please ask, but it's tough to ask for help too. A lot of them don't, so that's why I think the family thing and the faith thing are so important to get folks go to walk into any church. Say, where's the pastor?
Absolutely. That's kind of what I was thinking. Your coaches, the teachers, your pastors, your priests, your neighbors, your best friends. I went to NDSU. Was heavily involved in FFA in high school as well, and now with the National Guard. And so we get to hear about this from time to time. And I think the hardest part, not just the person contemplating taking his or her own life, but your friends and family around you, they can kind of, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder to see things kind of spiraling out of control in someone's life. But if something happens where the behavior changes, then you kind of got to piece these things together and ask the hard question. It's probably the toughest question I could ever ask someone is, hey, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are you thinking about taking your own life? And from what I've been told, I'm not a behavior expert by any means, but they say people are looking for an answer. People are looking for a way out. And if someone can come down to their level, if they've hit rock bottom, and they realize that they're there for them to support them through no matter what, that could make the entire difference in the world. And if they are thinking about hurting themselves, make sure they get the right care. See a medical professional, see a pastor, military chaplain, for instance, what I get told a lot. But anything like that, asking is makes all the difference.
Well said, John. You're absolutely right. And, you know, the thing is, if you have, in my mind, I'm not an expert either, but I would just say, if you are to that point where you are contemplating ending your life, there is something that, just with that simple thought, says, I need some help here, right? Just know that's not a normal thing. It's not a typical thing. It just means, and it happens. Just needs to, you need some help, and it's out there, as you have said very well from many different places. Appreciate the call. Terrell, thanks. Call again. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Ed Schaefer, when we return.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. NBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, NBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. NBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.